Welcome to the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Zweig, multi-seven-figure serial entrepreneur, best-selling author, and branding and business coach. And this is a show where we are redefining the word hustle, reclaiming our true feminine nature of magnetism, and putting down the self-judgments and shame around loving to work and making a lot of money at it. On this show, you're going to learn how to stop hustling and start spiritually hustling. By pressing play, you are now part of a new movement of women who don't hustle for money. We hustle for meaning. We don't hustle from lack. We hustle for love. We don't hustle from survival. We hustle for humanity's thriving. We hustle toward healing the ancestral programming of fear and step into a new understanding of safety in the body to receive. This shift isn't going to only heal your life. It's going to make you a whole lot richer too. This is the Spiritual Hustler Podcast.
Well, hello, my beautiful spiritual hustlers, and welcome back to the podcast. I am your host, Jess, and I am always so grateful you're here. You could listen to so many podcasts in the space, and you choose to listen to mine, and I do not take that for granted for one single second. And if you're not yet subscribed to the podcast, now would be an amazing time to just hit that subscribe button on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. If you have not yet left a review on the podcast, now would be an incredible time to take just a few seconds, leave us 5 stars, a couple sentences about how this show has touched your life. And it means so much to me personally, but it also really helps the show grow. And this message, as you know, if you've been coming back time and time again, you know how important this message is for women entrepreneurs claiming their feminine power. And if you're new to the show, welcome. Hi, I'm so happy you're here. I have been in the podcast space for, I don't know, 5-6 years now. It's so crazy. And this podcast was rebranded a couple years ago to The Spiritual Hustler, where I really rebranded my entire life and really stepped out of the spiritual closet to claim myself as an entrepreneur who believes in a lot of spiritual shit. And we talk about all of it on the podcast. And today's unlocking series, every Thursday I come on the pod and we unlock a specific lock with a cosmic keychain that I hand off to you that you get to turn into the keyhole to open up more abundance, more health and vitality, more spaciousness, more peace, more joy, more love, more self-love, more self-worth, more galactic connection, whatever it is. We bring out a totally different key every single week here on Thursdays. And today I wanted to unlock something that I can't believe I haven't unlocked yet on this series, which is burnout. And as I was mentioning just a few seconds ago, you know, this podcast used to be called the Simply Be Podcast, which was inspired by my former company, the Simply Be Agency, where I talked about all things personal branding and marketing and social media. And it was an amazing podcast. And in that business, I crashed from burnout. And this was the entire impetus for starting the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. You heard it in the intro, that we as women can hustle, not for money, which drags us into the matrix and ultimately into the ground, but for money and for something deeper, and that we are here to feel safe in our bodies, to hold money and to hold success and to receive whatever it is that we are calling in. And so I really want to talk about burnout today in this unlocking way and really look at it, because so many of us, so many women entrepreneurs are facing burnout, have either faced it many times, are currently in it, are terrified of feeling it again. And the truth is, burnout isn't about being tired or overwhelmed. It is a sacred signal from your body, from your nervous system, from your feminine essence that's saying something is off and something needs to shift. And I have conversations constantly with my community, with my friends, with women I know in person. And there's so much shame around burnout. I certainly have had it. And the real reason burnout happens, sisters, is not because we're bad at balance or we're not strong enough. It's because we've been conditioned to work against our true nature. As women, we are living inside of a system called the matrix that is not set up for us to thrive. we are told that it is normal to grind, to hustle, to push harder, to have our schedules stacked, to always be on, to prioritize our output over everything else. And this is the masculine way of running a business. It is linear. It is relentless. It doesn't take into account our feelings. But women are not machines. No human is, but especially us. We are cyclical systems in tune with Mother Earth, deeply intuitive because of that, deeply sensitive because of that. And so when we ignore our body's wisdom, when we override our boundaries, when we push ourselves past our limits, when we constantly say yes, when we really mean no, and measure our worth only by productivity or revenue, we know the answer to that. We know the result of that. We're going to end up absolutely drained, and not just mentally, but physically and spiritually and creatively and hormonally. There is a wide spectrum of burnout. I've tasted it, touched it a lot. And I know the distinction between being mentally burnt out versus physically burnt out versus being creatively burnt out or hormonally burnt out. And at the depth of my burnout, I was all of it. And I want us to really look at what it looks like in women specifically today, to really name it, because for women, it shows up differently than men. For women, burnout often shows up as unexplained weight gain, especially belly weight, constant fatigue after a good night's sleep. I don't know about you, but when I was in the depths of my burnout, I would get 7 hours of sleep. I would maybe get eight, and I would wake up unable to get out of bed from the fatigue, the mood swings, the anxiety, in the most extreme cases, depression. I remember feeling so tired that winter of January 2022, and I had just moved to Nashville living in this Airbnb. It was dark winter, total yin energy, and I was crying every day. I just felt so tired. I couldn't really shower. I didn't have much of an appetite, and I was so clueless that I was depressed because I had created a life and a business and a schedule that level of tiredness felt so normal. Other symptoms can look like breakouts in your skin or hair loss, irregular or painful periods, or even loss of your cycle completely altogether. Brain fog is a huge signal of burnout. Irritability is a huge signal of burnout. Snapping at your loved ones or being snappy just to people. Been there, done that too. And beneath all of it, it's really like when our sense of spark and joy and feminine magnetism is just not available to us. And this experience of burnout, of course, doesn't just affect your health, but health is wealth. Health is everything. It impacts your business. Because when you are burnt out, your creativity flatlines and sales can feel heavy. Your team feels that energy. Clients can sense when you're running on empty. And I just want to speak some truth into your soul right here. Burnout is not any badge of honor. It doesn't make you a better leader. It actually makes you a resentful, reactive one. Burnout keeps us in survival mode instead of vision mode. And when you're in survival, we're making fear-based decisions in our businesses, in our work. We say yes when we really should say no. We chase opportunities that don't feel aligned. We lower our prices. We over-deliver to prove our worth. And this is how businesses truly plateau. This is why my business plateaued for sure. When I was scaling Simply Be, I was super in alignment. I felt so lit up and inspired. And my revenue sheet looked like a hockey stick. I was year over year an ascension line growing upwards. And when I burned out, it flatlined and then it went down. And this is the real reason why brilliant women end up resenting the very thing that they loved and built and created from their souls to begin with.
All right, sisters, let me ask you a question. Are you finally ready to sync your inner rhythm and system with the wisdom of the earth and the cosmos? I am so excited to introduce you to Microflow, the cleanest, most high vibrational magic mushroom microdosing supplements on the market. I have been taking them for the last 3 years, and they have completely altered my consciousness, shape-shifted my body, expanded me into infinite abundance, and healed my nervous system. They are 100% organically grown, third-party lab-tested, Reiki-infused, and intentionally formulated by renowned root cause health expert Christy Nault, making Microflow the only microdose supplement on the market that is cycle syncing and designed to support the female nervous system. The Exude and Surrender bundle is a beautiful entry point. Rotate them with your cycle or the moon like I do. This bundle includes Exude for heart-opening, radiant, expressive energy that I love to take during my follicular and ovulation phases, and Surrender for softening, deep nourishment, and inner reconnection during my luteal and menstrual phases. These blends help you drop out of your head and into your heart and truly embody your divine feminine essence. Now, if you're looking to go a little bit deeper into ceremony, healing, and 7D consciousness, the Theta Blend made with sacred blue lotus is for you. Now, there's a bonus. When you get the Theta Blend, you'll get access to Christy's full ceremonial recordings with your purchase. Microdosing is the future, you guys. It isn't about getting tripped out or bypassing yourself spiritually. It's about coming home to your body, to your soul, and to your truth. I cannot recommend Microflow enough. I have dabbled with other supplements throughout my life, and nothing has truly recalibrated my entire system with feminine ease the way that Microflow has. It has truly changed my life, and I want this for you. So go to microflowhealing.com and enter code Jessica10 to get $10 off your order. That's microflowhealing.com and enter Jessica10 to get $10 off of your order.
And so maybe you're recognizing yourself in some of these symptoms. And just to click a layer deeper, I want you to ask yourself deeply, do I wake up already tired? Do I secretly dread parts of my business or my work that used to light me up? Am I constantly on, checking my phone, answering emails at all hours? Do I feel guilty when I rest? And if the answer to any of these is yes, then you might be in a burnout danger zone, okay? But the good news here, there's some good news, okay? We've kind of laid the groundwork, and I'm not here to just share with you the doom and gloom of what burnout is. No, it's healable, it's fixable, it's treatable. It's not permanent. That's the good news. Burnout isn't permanent. There is a light at the end of the tunnel, and you can recalibrate, you can heal, and you can reclaim your feminine essence, because that is really what's on the other side of burnout, is remembering the truth of who you are, your light, your joy, your actual design. So I'm going to give you some real practices that I use, that I have been using for the last few years, that I have to use on a daily basis, honestly, because my business and my career hasn't slowed down. In fact, it's expanded. But I'm in a state where I don't have burnout as my baseline because I do exactly what I'm going to break down for you today. So nervous system calibration daily is essential, okay? This looks like breath work. This looks like cold plunges and saunas. This looks like somatic, shaking, ecstatic dance. I love me an ecstatic dance class, or just dancing in my own home to beautiful music. I meditate on a regular basis. I at least go to my altar. If it's not for 10 minutes or 20, it's for 2. And I connect to spirit and I ask my guides to support me. And I send gratitude out from my heart for my life. My whole system opens when I do that. I like to take walks without my phone. Even if you can't go for an hour without your phone, 10 minutes without your phone will change your entire system. Anything that you can do on a daily basis that signals to your body, I am safe, I can relax, okay? The other practice that I swear by is sacred boundaries, okay? I don't even love the word boundaries, I call them sacred lines. But you really need to remember that you don't need to do everything. You don't need to respond instantly. I actually have had people, clients even, like tell me like, wow, you've got some of the best boundaries I've ever seen. And they respect me more as their partner for it by not being available to them 24/7. I actually have an autoresponder on my email that is very like clear. Like I used to be in the practice of responding to every single email for years. I'm talking like 15 years within an hour. 24 hours felt like I was doing something wrong. I typically respond to emails within 72 hours. And should you need immediate assistance, here is my assistant's email. Here is my program manager's email if you have questions about our offers and programs. And here's a link to my podcast and my book. In the meantime, I want us all to give ourselves permission to just slow the fuck down and be intentional and responsive versus reactive every day. The third thing that I have really come to do, and I really believe this is probably the biggest game changer of it all, is to honor your feminine cycle and to really track your energy across your menstrual cycle and your monthly rhythms. So I have an app on my phone. It's called Flow. I also cross-reference it with my Oura ring. I actually track my period across two different apps. That's how obsessed I am with this in the best way. And if you don't bleed, if you're not regular, a really beautiful way to connect with your own infradian, that's the feminine rhythm that we have as women, 28 to 30 day cycle, is to connect to the moon. Maybe you are in menopause, you don't bleed anymore. But I really believe that if we allow ourselves to work with the highs and lows of how our body feels, because it's not meant to feel the same way every day as women versus against them, that is when we start to thrive. So I do my best to plan my travels and my launches around my ovulation energy. I plan my rest during my luteal and my menstrual phases. And I'm telling you, it is a full-on upgrade, quantum leap, healing strategy as a female entrepreneur. And to just like throw the taboo out the window about like talking about your period with your team. Like, my team knows when I'm bleeding. My team knows when I'm in luteal. My team probably knows when I'm in ovulation. I talk about it more often when I'm in luteal because I hate that phase because I always feel so emotional and dark. But at least I know what it is, you know? Another practice is to just simply simplify your business. Burnout is often just a symptom of doing way too fucking much. So look at your offers, look at your calendar, look at your team, look at your commitments, look at your product suite. What can be simplified? Do you have to sell 5-6 things every year, or could you sell 1 or 2? Do you have to offer 3 different benchmarks of packages to 3 different types of clients, or could you choose just one that you really want to serve that pays you the most and brings you the most joy? What can be systematized and what can be dropped completely? And the fifth practice that I really, really stand by is pleasure, to reclaim pleasure as medicine for burnout, to dance, to make love, to cook a beautiful meal, play with your kids, laugh with your girlfriends. Pleasure restores life force energy, and it is one of the highest codes, the highest frequencies of the feminine. And it is really a strategy to heal, and it is truly a superpower in the toolkit called being in a female body. None of it is indulgent. None of it is silly. It's a strategy. And I just want to tell you like what I know from being through this journey. I've been an entrepreneur for fucking 18 years. It's hard to believe it. And I have been sold the lie that I had to kill myself in order to succeed, and that I didn't have sovereignty over my own time, that I was a bitch if I drew boundaries, that I would lose out opportunities and money if I didn't say yes to everything. And here's what I want you to know now. You don't have to sacrifice anything anymore, your health, your beauty, or your joy, to build the business of your dreams. In fact, the more you protect your energy, honor your cycles, and lead from your feminine essence, the more powerful, profitable, and sustainable your business becomes. Burnout, sister, is not a life sentence. It feels like it is. It might be like, I'm never going to get out of this. I know that feeling. It's not a life sentence. It's simply a wake-up call. It's a chance to unlock a new way of being in your business that really honors the fullness of all of who you are. So rest, turn it off, put your phone in a drawer, take a fucking walk, schedule a block on your calendar. Don't tell anyone where you are. They don't need to know for you. Be present to the moments that really matter. Listen to your body and remember that this is the future of feminine leadership. When we do this work, this world needs us to do this work so deeply. This unlocking today is your invitation. It is your permission slip. It is your holy reminder that you get to do it differently. You get to thrive. And when you thrive, sister, the world thrives. And the world needs you full and lit up and filled with vitality. Because we got some big fucking work to do here, sisters, don't you think? All right, I love you all so much, and I will see you on the next episode of the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. Bye, guys.